You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com.
Good evening, folks, and welcome. Jeff Ray here on WKCA 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. It's time for me, Coach, to take my vitamins and get ready for bed.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great game, but the warm weather we had earlier has turned a little bit chilly.
It's hot chocolate weather,
hot chocolate softball blankets. Weather.
All of the folks who I have been texting back and forth with and Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of stuff, we are just minutes away now as the coaches and the umpires meet out here at home plate to go over the ground rules. Bath County will be the home team, Lawrence County the visitors. Let me give you the Bath County defense and the Lawrence County batting lineup as we get ready for Bath County High School softball. No changes defensively for Bath County. Kylie Hodson pitching, Izzy Hughes catching, Ashley Rogers at first, Ashton Barrett at second, Taylor Hodson at short, and Allison Brents at third. Left field is Allie Dillon, center field Ray Lee Purvis, and Riley Thompson in right field. Lawrence County, their batting lineup looks like this. Center fielder Bree Jones leads off and wears jersey number 4. Danielle Crum, the catcher, wears jersey number 7 and bats second, followed by right fielder Jade Patton, first baseman Abby Nelson, pitcher Brooklyn Ellis, second baseman Hallie Adkins, H-A-L-L-I-E, Hallie or Haley? Take a guess, H-A-L-L-I-E.
I'm going Hallie.
Hallie, I did too, but I may be wrong. Adlin Woods bats seventh and plays short. Abby Maynard, the third baseman, will bat in the 8th spot, and Ella Smith, the left fielder, in the 9 spot. Let's take a moment and hear a word from a few of our sponsors, Bath County Softball, here on WKCA.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats!
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
This is Andrew Owens with the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
As they complete announcing the lineups, Bath County and Lawrence County. Again, Bath County, no defensive changes. It's the team that we have seen for the last several games. Lawrence County came into this tournament at 17-0, averaging 13 runs a game, allowing one per game. So a very tough Lady Bulldog team from Lawrence County. Bath County comes in with 20 wins prior to this tournament. They've been scoring 10 a game, giving up 2.7. Let's see what happens with these two teams. The good news is they didn't take long in the warm-ups. Coach, it's time for a ball game.
Absolutely. The game's supposed to start at 8 o'clock Eastern time, 7 here, but just a softball way, isn't it? You never know what's going to happen.
Uh-huh. My daughter did not play softball, but I've been in a bunch of soccer games that you wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait.
I've spoken with a lot of travel ball parents, and they said that if you have kids, get ready. This is what it's like every weekend.
I've got hoodies and blankets in the car if anybody in the Owensboro area needs one. It would be about time for me to be on the... Up in the press box. Around the back. There's a the door on this side.
In the blue shirts.
Yeah, probably. Headlights.
Headlights in the outfield are causing a little bit of a distraction.
If I were home, I'd have my vitamins taken. I'd have a glass of milk and a bologna sandwich sitting on the table beside of me.
What would be on TV?
Huh?
What would be on the television?
Either Gunsmoke or NCIS. See, it depends on what time is it? So it's 9:30 back home. My wife is asleep by now, so I would likely flip over to a Western channel and get Gunsmoke or have Gun Wheel Travel. If she's awake, it's probably NCIS or something like that. So Hodson pitching. I talked to Coach Kenny Williams earlier. Kylie Hodson only threw 88 pitches in that first game, so that's a big deal. Ira Kilburn, attorney at law, opening arguments. Ira Kilburn sponsors our opening arguments. And final verdict, this team from Lawrence County has beaten everybody this year. They're 17-0, beating them bad. The Ira Kilburn opening argument, score a couple early runs, put them behind, see how they respond to being behind. They've not done that all year long. They have thumped everybody all year long.
Now we have two vehicles.
Yeah, we've got one, two, three, four with the lights on and more after that other game ended. So here we are. It's 9:30 back at the house.
Time to play ball.
We're about ready to go. First pitch sponsored by Montgomery Tractor. You know what? First pitch fouled straight back, strike one. You want a mower that's tough enough to break the rules without sacrificing anything? Bad Boy Mowers have the power, simplicity, and comfort you demand this time of year. Bad Boy Mowers available at Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling, and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude. One strike. One ball, one strike. We see some long sleeves out there on the field, Coach. We see some short sleeves. We see some pullovers. It's cooled down a little bit. There's a number. Good play at second. Connor, bang, bang, play.
These young ladies have different preferences. Some get cold, some get hot, some just play.
I've got a sister-in-law that there'll be a foot of snow on the ground. She's wearing flip-flops and shorts. Then I've got me that when it's 50 degrees, I've got my long handles on, wool mittens, one up, one down. Ground ball in the hole. Good hit by Danielle Crum. A one-out single by the catcher for Lawrence County. Brings up right fielder Jade Patton.
Now batting for Lawrence County, the right fielder
number 8. Lawrence County Bulldogs hitting above 400. They've got a ninth one at 333. 10 and 11 are batting 296 and 286. The team, as an average, is batting .494. Really? Bath County batting .386 for the year as a team.
It's a really strong team out of the 15th region.
Listen, I'm telling you.
You got to think they'd be a favorite to head to John Crop.
Apparently these girls could hit the ball. That's all I'm saying. If they're batting as a team .494, hootie-hoo, runner goes, throw down. Not in time. Good speed as Crum steals second base.
We're looking to be aggressive early on the base pass, trying to put Bath County into some pressure situations.
Well, the same thing I was thinking about Bath. Obviously, the Ira Kilburn opening argument. If Bath can get a little bit of a lead, this Lawrence County team has not been behind all year, I don't think. That pitch skips to the screen. Runner advances to third. How would they respond to being behind? They've never done it. They've never been behind the whole season, it appears, unless somebody took a 1-0 top of the first lead on them. But they beat everybody, 12-0, 14-0. Just inside, 3-1.
You know, teams like that, you know, you never know how they're going to respond to their in that situation.
You never know.
But as long as they're playing their game, it seems like it's been working. Bats are really going to step their game up.
When you're 19-0, you got a .500 batting average. It may not make a difference. Ball four. One out, runners on the corners for Lawrence County in this semifinal game. Now, the winner of this game will play in the championship tomorrow at 1:30 Central, 2:30 Eastern.
Yes, I think the consolation game will be before that, around 11.
Well, and there's two consolation games.
You got a fourth, fifth, sixth place, third,
yes.
Fourth, and a championship.
Yes. Batter Abby Nelson squares the bunt, pulls the bat back. Patton steals second. One out, 2-1, no in. Top of the first.
Had a pitch. Had a
good
pitch.
Good pitch on the outside corner. One ball, one strike, one out, 2-1, no in. Bath and Lawrence. State 2A semifinal. Fouled at the plate. Good change of pace.
2-2.
So you've got hot chocolate in your hand.
You have an ice cold L.A.
I am opening up what once upon a time was an ice cold L.A. It may have frozen by now.
But does the koozie count?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's my all-encompassing. Fouled into the screen. Count remains 2-2. That is my camo. See, the deal is, it's kind of like when you donate blood, you get pins for a certain number of gallons.
Sir.
Once you consume a certain number of gallons of Winchester's Finest, you get one of these camo huggies. Two balls, two strikes, 2-1, one out, no score. Top of the first, Bath and Lawrence.
Outside.
Counts full. Nelson batting .512. Hoo-wah, I say. There's a nubber at the plate. Foul.
This would be a big out if we can pull this.
Listen, this would be a whopper right here.
Absolutely.
Your cleanup hitter with a .512 average. One out and two on. This would be a Jim Dandy. Welcome to all of our friends in Lawrence County. Swung on and missed. The play at the plate. So a swinging strikeout on a pitch in the dirt. The runner advances to first base. Crum comes home to score. The ball rolled just far enough away from Izzy Hughes to let Crum score. Patton now moves to third base. So one in, runners on the corners, and Brooklyn Ellis, the Lawrence County pitcher, steps in.
That was a big out. We got to keep that ball in front.
There's a
Looker
one
back.
Hopper back to the pitcher. They got her hung up at the plate.
Throw it home. Just a small mishap. It's all right.
So Patton comes in to score. A ground ball back to the pitcher. The throw back to third allows Patton to come home. So Nelson now at second base, Ellis at first. And Bath County behind two with one out here in the top half of the first inning.
Thought that was the right play by the pitcher. You had her caught off on third, but we got a third has to throw it to home. But, you know, it's just a learning play right now. It's a learning play for third base. But let's talk about Abby Bress's play the first game. You know, she played really well. She didn't make a lot of mistakes. So she's going to be able to bounce back this game really well.
Now batting for Lawrence County, the second baseman.
Courtesy runner Jaylee Maxey in for Ellis. That's one of those plays. Chances are Patton's going to score anyway. If you look her back and throw to first, she's going to take off on the throw to first. The difference is you don't have that second out. So still one out, two in, two on. Lawrence up over Bath in this top of the first. Foul tip.
Good pitch. Good pitch.
Strike two. Adkins, a 455 batter in this sixth spot.
Nice pitch.
Good pitch on the corner, called strike three.
Now batting for Lawrence County, the shortstop.
That's a big out right there. If we can stop the bleeding with only two.
And like we talked about earlier today, you know, these teams are good that are down here playing. Yep. They're not going to roll over for anybody. You're going to have to expect to have some ebbs and flows. You're just about to play through it.
Go ahead. Yeah, there's no slouch teams in the final four. First pitch to Adlin Woods out of the zone, ball one. Woods, a shortstop. Where's jersey number eight? She comes in with a 475 average. Is anybody, listen, with eight over 400, there's a ground ball to third.
Got her. Yeah.
Good play at first.
Good, nice play.
Ashley Rogers, the throw pulled her. She put the tag on. Two runs, one hit, one walk for Lawrence County. Bottom of the first after this on WKCA.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Lauren Rout Otis.
And I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell. The Stork is delivering at Family Discount Drugs. No, it's not another baby. It's our new delivery option that will allow delivery outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? No worries. Call 674-6979 and transfer to the trusted pharmacy that wants to make sure you feel as good as you look.
Family Discount Drugs, Slade Avenue, Owensville.
Taking the time to listen and care.
Two runs, one hit in the top of the first for Lawrence County. Bath County coming to bat for the first time. Barrett, Purvis, Hodson, as in Taylor Hodson. Rogers, Hughes, Dillon. Kylie Hodson, Allie Manley, and Allison Brett's the nine, batting four. The Bath County Lady Cats. Brooklyn Ellis pitching, Danielle Crum behind the plate, Abby Nelson at first, Hallie Adkins at second, Adeline Woods at short, and Abby Maynard at third, Ellis Smith in left, Bree Jones in center, and Jade Patton in right. That is the Lawrence County defense. Bath and Lawrence in this game, Perry Central and Harrison behind us. It's a 1-0 game back there. I'm not sure which is which.
Harrison was up earlier, so it's probably still Harrison.
Harrison up 1-0. First pitch. Low and away to Ashton Barrett. Off the shoe of the umpire. Ball one. as a team.
Another ball low.
Lawrence County comes in here with a 1.14 ERA.
As a team?
As a team. And Ellis, a 1.08 ERA. Ball two.
Low again. 3-0.
Ball three. Cats leadoff hitter in the driver's seat with a 3-0 count. Lawrence County scored two in their half of the first.
Ball.
Ooh, woo! Ooh, mercy.
I don't know about that one. I thought that was high myself.
Well, different umpires have different zones. That pitch would not have been called in the Nelson County game.
No, absolutely.
That
not.
High zone was completely out of bounds.
Outside, what is the guy doing?
Counts full.
Got a battle here, Tim. Got to protect.
Twice she's dropped that bat thinking it was out of the zone. Be careful and don't offend anybody. Swung on and missed. Strike three.
Strike three.
Good job by Ellis to come back after getting down 3-0. A couple of borderline pitches went Ellis's way, and she came back with some heat. Brings up Ray Lee Purvis.
Lawrence County pitcher has some pop behind her set.
Listen, there's some zip in that fastball. You're exactly right. Ray Lee fouls that one straight back. Strike one. We are in Owensboro. 2A state championship. This is the semifinals of the winner's bracket. A rise ball swung on and missed. As we speak, Ray Lee down two strikes. Thanks to everybody for staying up late with us. It's a quarter to 10 back at the house. It's a quarter to 9 here.
Nice foul. Way to battle.
Ray Lee fouled that pitch into the screen. Count remains two strikes.
Need to get our bats going for some confidence right here.
Had a tough outing offensively in that first game. Wound up winning 3-2, but just could not get back-to-back base hits. We'd get a leadoff runner and then a ground out and a strikeout or a line drive and a pop-up or something. Then we'd wind up pushing one across. One and two. Ellis pitching, Crum catching. Nelson Adkins, Wood, Maynard on the infield for the undefeated Lawrence County squad. That pitch outside. 2-2.
2-2 count, one out.
The Lawrence County squad lobbying for a strike. Count now even.
Rise ball, strike.
Dandy pitch right there, down on strikes. Brings up shortstop Taylor Hodson. Hodson wears jersey number 8. She comes in. Batting, let me find her here. 542. Again, that's pretty solid. Bath County's played a lot of good teams this year, too.
No.
Smashed foul down the third base line. Pretty good to see it.
0-1 count.
Off the hand
of
Brooklyn Ellis. Lawrence County 2, Bath County batting in the bottom of the first. Two strikeouts. That's where we stand, 2-0.
That was
one ball, one strike. This is a gorgeous facility, by the way. I've not been at the softball complex in Owensboro before today. Four fields with a center tower.
Clover shape.
Four press boxes.
Beautiful.
I was a little stunned when they said we were outside. two balls and a strike. And I actually even said, when they said, yeah, you're down behind the backstop, I said, outside? Listen, it's a great venue. Good job framing that pitch. Count even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Lawrence County with a two-run lead. Hodson. Change up low.
That's a pretty pitch. Way to hold it off on a date.
Listen, it was close. Our friends from Lawrence County not particularly happy. A pitch below the knees. Again, that pitch would have got called strike in the first game.
Way to battle. Full count.
Those ankle high fastballs were called strikes a bunch.
This umpire seems to have a wider strike zone than the last from the first game of the day.
Had a chance to talk to some of the girls prior to the game. I said, don't be surprised if the zone doesn't expand.
Because
there's a base hit.
Good hit, Taylor Hodson.
A two-out single.
Nice way to battle, young lady. It's a really good at bat.
Not to imply anything, but it's 9:30 at night, going on 10 our time. Going on 9 here, obviously. The umpires have had a long day, and so have the broadcast crews.
Ashley Rogers steps into the plate. Two outs. Taylor Hodson on first.
Two out, runner on. Inside corner, fastball, strike one. Izzy Hughes, the Bath County catcher, on deck. Still a 1-0 score behind us. There's a good fastball swung on and missed, strike two. Don't know a whole lot about the 10th region, but I know some folks who do. They tell me that Harrison County squad is the real deal.
I think they're absolutely the favorite to win.
Out of the zone.
John Croft.
A ball and two strikes.
They're playing a really good Perry Central team as well, who's probably favored in the 14th. So that's two top teams.
Here comes the 1-2.
Good hit. Ooh, good stop.
Good scoop out there at short.
Yes.
What a play by Adelin Woods. A 6-3 field, or a 6 unassisted fielder's choice. One complete. It is Lawrence County 2, Bath County nothing. Top of the second after this on WKCA.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One inning complete.
Chocolate blue.
One complete. It is Lawrence County 2. Two runs on one hit and a walk. Bath County, no runs on one hit. Top of the seconds, 8-9-1. Abby Maynard, Ella Smith, and Bree Jones. I could tell you that these folks are batting in the 400 range. There's a fly ball into left field.
Good catch.
One pitch,
good
one
catch.
Out.
I put up.
Allie Dillon camping in left field. One up, one down brings up Ella Smith. Just for laughs, let's look up the batting average.
I'm going over four.
296, actually, for Maynard. And Smith is number five, jersey number five, batting 500.
500.
Uh-huh. Now, in limited action, but still, 500. 500 in the nine hole, Coach. What's that do for you?
It gives you a lot of confidence.
Hootie-hoo. Listen, several of our Bath County baseball teams have put a leadoff hitter in the nine spot where you've got two guys back-to-back that are both good with the bat. There's a ground ball to short, Taylor Hodson.
Good play.
Ashley Rogers. A 6-3 put out, two up, two down, back to Bree Jones, who grounded the second, her first time up.
This will be a big out right here, 3-0-3 down, get a little momentum going into the bats.
After a two-out first inning, you're absolutely accurate. A little confidence, a little momentum. There's a one-hopper, good job.
Good inning, good inning.
A 1-3 put out. Why couldn't that game before us went like that inning right there? Halfway through the second, Lawrence 2, Bath nothing. Bottom of the second after these words on WKCA.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Five, six, seven, due up for Bath County in the bottom of the second. Izzy Hughes, Allie Dillon, Kylie Hodson. Brooklyn Ellis in her first inning of work. Struck out two, gave up a base hit. No runs scored. First pitch fouled, Allie. Izzy Hughes. The breeze picking back up, you can hear in the microphones. Let me pull that back a little closer and try to cut some of that wind off there. A great night for a ball game. Wouldn't be a bad night to go frog gigging. Fastball at the knees, called strike two.
That's a young man's sport. I don't know if I agree with that call, but he's been consistent with it.
Listen, you got to be ready for it. Know what's coming. Two strikes to count. Swung on and missed, strike three. Third strike out of the game from Brooklyn Ellis. Now what these batters need to do, and coaching staff, and I'm sure they are, is go tell Kylie Hodson, hey, those low strikes are being called. One width of the ball off the black is being called. Paint those corners. That pitch in the left-hand batter's box, called strike one. Listen, if they're calling them, I know when I did, like I say, I've said this 1,000 times, if they're calling them, throw them there.
Absolutely.
One strike.
Rise
check
ball.
Swing. Mm. Check down to first base. Said she did not hold up, called strike two. Allie Dillon down two strikes. Listen, as a broadcaster, I appreciate the fact that Ellis is throwing strikes.
Yep.
Called strike three. That's four strikeouts.
She is hitting her spots on the
corner. Yes, she is.
And that's the thing. It's consistent. You can't sit there and watch. You have to swing the bat.
Brings up Kylie Hodson, the Bath County pitcher.
How about it for Bath County?
The pitcher freshman, nine. Jersey number nine. Got the 3-2 win in the first game. Listen, girls, here's the deal. Be up there ready to chop. That's exactly what you need to do. You need to be aggressive and go swing. Because Brooklyn Ellis is throwing strikes, and she is saying to you, I'm bringing it. Hit it if you can. Good changeup, swung on and missed, strike two. A whole different perspective when you're standing behind the plate like this, Coach.
Absolutely. It makes you appreciate it a little bit more.
You see the pitcher pull the string, hit the rise ball.
Low
ball one. Ellis is not wasting a lot of time and not wasting a lot of pitches. Behind us in the seventh inning.
Good. Nope. No.
Did not even come close. No.
No.
2-2.
Good eye. Good eye.
The Harrison County game is still 1-0. And I'm presuming Harrison is the one. That was my understanding.
Yes, sir.
2-2. Low ball 3.
Looks like it's top of the seventh.
Both teams dressed in black, so I'm not sure which is which.
Our game was supposed to start the same time as theirs.
Yep. Good eye.
Good eye, young lady.
Two out walk by Kylie Hodson. Brings up Allie Manley. Hodson, the second base runner of the night. Really, it's not that cold, and the breeze is not that bad. Courtesy runner going in for the Cats. That's Addie Reed. Let me write down Addie. So Addie, the courtesy runner. Allie Manley, the designated player, steps in the right-hand box, and again, I'll tell you, Addie, Allie, the same thing I said. Be ready to swing. She's throwing strikes.
Rise ball.
First pitch swung on a miss, strike one.
Battling has to find some way to disrupt this pitcher's routine. She's just in a rhythm right now. A couple hits. Try to get her off her game a little bit.
One strike to count. 1-2 out. Good cut. Fouled into the screen. Strike two. Seventeen and 0 before they started this tournament. So you got to think Lawrence is the real deal. Swung on and missed. Strike three. 5 strikeouts in 2 innings. 1 hit and 1 walk. 2-0 after 2. Top of the third coming up on WKCA.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Thank you, John.
2, 3, and 4 due up for Lawrence County. The Lady Bulldogs up 2 as we start this third inning. Our game moving along pretty good, considering the late start. A hit batsman. Crum takes first.
You can feel the air just getting cooler as we sit here.
Well, and there's 3 or 4 big ponds back here behind this yellow field.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's like Lake Erie, but it makes you wonder if that breeze blowing across those ponds impacting us. Coach Justin Adkins has his Lawrence County squad in the groove.
Ball.
First pitch just high, ball one. From Kylie Hodson. So Crum on as a hit batsman. Patton drew a walk her first time up. There's a fly ball into right.
Nice catch.
Good play out there by Riley Thompson.
One down. See if we can roll it over right here.
Brings up Abby Nelson. Nelson reached, stranded at first, stranded at second in the first inning. One on, one out. Squares the bunt. Throw down. Goodwin.
Got it.
Got him. Yes, sir. Yes.
Nice play.
Good throw.
Nice
good throw, play. Izzy.
Nice play by Izzy Hughes.
Listen, took the pitch on her knees, threw it down. She's been doing that in practice. What a throw.
Oh, one count.
Nice, nice. Just like I taught her.
Absolutely.
How about that?
What'd you say? All that softball at the Methodist Church?
How about that? Sugar Grove. That's exactly right. Speaking of Sugar Grove, I've been looking for Billy. Pitch just out of the zone. Ball one. That is a good throw him out double play. Throw him out right there. Puts us back to two outs and nobody on. That's a candidate for the defensive play of the game.
Absolutely.
There's a number back to the pitcher.
Good inning. Good inning.
A 1-3 put out. 1-2-3 the hard way. Halfway through the third inning. Lawrence County 2, Bath County nothing. Top or bottom of the third after this on WKCA.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owingsville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owingsville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
That's focus right there.
Harrison won.
Final score 1-0. Behind us, it appears Harrison
is about to win, maybe two outs.
We'll see. I don't know. We'll focus on the Bath game for the time being. Bottom of the third. Lawrence leads 2-0 over Bath. 9-1-2 due up. First pitch, high ball one.
Allison Brex, number 23.
Allison, the Bath County third baseman, seeing Ellis for her first time this game.
Yeah, oh, good cut.
Good cut. Fouls it into the screen. One ball, one strike. So we've got the Harrison Perry Central 1-0 pitcher's duel behind us in the seventh. Out of the zone.
Good.
Ball two. You'll know here in a minute because there's a bunch of Phillies fans behind us. 2-1.
Good low. Good eye.
Ball three.
I just still am very impressed with the crowd that Bath County has down here.
Harrison County, it appears,
will move to the championship.
Picks up
game.
The championship opportunity.
Good hit. Go for
there's
that.
A fly ball into right field. Coming in and making the play is Jade Patton, one up, one down.
Let's go, Ashton, lead off. Get us started here.
Now batting for Bath County, the second base. 1-0.
Number 10, Ashton Barrett to the plate.
The winner of this game will play Harrison County tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 Eastern, 1:30 local.
Ooh.
Good fastball swung on and missed, strike one. Not too many times do you get a fastball past Ashton Barrett, but did right there. Ellis throwing smoke.
Yeah.
Foul tipped into the mitt, strike two. Moving in and out, up and down.
Rise ball or off speed?
I'd say pull the string on a change right here. Way outside. Wasted a pitch. 1-2. Listen, when the pitcher has got the advantage compared to the batter, That's where that first pitch is so important. First pitch strikes. Sets the mood for the rest of the at-bat. Swung on and missed, strike three. The throw down in time. Two up, two down brings up Raylee Purvis, Bath County center fielder.
Now batting for Bath County, the center fielder, number one, Purvis.
Oh, my little notebooks are not blowing near as much as they were earlier today, but every once in a while one will flutter. Distract my little caffeinated brain. Two up, two down. Good pitch from Ellis. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Bath County has seen some good pitchers this year. They're seeing another good one right here in Ellis.
No, outside.
Outside, one and one. Any pitch that doesn't roll to the plate, the Lawrence County faithful believe is a strike. One and one. Good changeup. One ball and two strikes. Two out, nobody on. Bottom of the third. Fouled straight back. Good cut from Ray Lee.
Stay alive, Ray. One, two,
punch
guys,
one out
two
there.
Outs.
Show you speed. Count remains one ball, two strikes. Two out, bottom of the third. In the last game of the night, everybody else is finished. Good crowd. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Purvis steps back in to break even.
Oh, hell.
Fouled straight up. Yep.
We'll, cheap seats.
We'll reset it. That almost hit those diamond seats.
Two's across the board. 2-2, two outs.
Here comes the break even again from Ellis.
Nice eye, nice eye.
Pitch out of the zone, counts full. Purvis steps back in. Ellis gets the call. Full count, here's the payoff.
Oh.
Good curveball, swung on and missed, strike three. Two more strikeouts, six for the game. Three complete. It is Lawrence County 2, Bath County nothing. Bottom top of the fourth. Coming up after these words on WKCA.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats!
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Three complete innings.
The pitcher, number 45, Ellis.
In this, it's not technically the winner's bracket semifinal, but in a nutshell it is. The winner of this game plays in the finals tomorrow, and you do not play up like out of the bottom bracket. So it's not like you can come back in a double elimination tournament and pull off the victory. Top of the fourth. First pitch, low ball one. So you've got Ellis, Adkins, and Woods, 5-6-7. As we mentioned, this Lady Bulldog team has got eight batters over 500. Actually, a couple of more players that haven't played as much batting 500.
Nice pitch right there. Nice pitch.
One and one. One ball, one strike, no outs, top of the fourth. In a game so far that's moving reasonably quickly. There's a line drive into center field. Diving effort by Ray Lee Purvis. Rounding second. Headed to third. She's in there. Somebody in the crowd says miss second, so. Got a courtesy runner going in, 23. That's Jaylee Maxey. We'll see if she did miss second. Or at least if the umpires caught it, if she did. Uh-huh. Yep.
Not too late.
They're sending the shortstop.
Out.
Since she missed.
All right.
So instead of a triple,
good call by Sean Toll in the back. Sean Toll made the call. We'll give him props on that.
Yeah, man.
We'll take it. One out.
Instead of a leadoff triple. Skip second base. You got to touch them for it to count. There's a fly ball into center field. There's Purvis.
Two outs. Nice.
Two down. Absolutely no hesitation on the crowd to say she skipped second base. And absolutely no hesitation on the umpire when they called yes, she was out. Again, the Lawrence County squad didn't like it. But we've been in situations where the man in blue makes a call we don't like. That is what it is out of the zone, ball one. So two up, two down, instead of a leadoff triple. Called out for missing a base, and then a fly ball to center field by Adkins brings up Adeline Woods, the Lawrence County shortstop. Change up just misses ball two. A vocal crowd on both sides. A good crowd down here for Bath County. Pretty good crowd out of the 15th for Lawrence County. There's a number off the handle. Good play.
Good
first
play.
Base
three
by Ashley Rogers. Another 1-2-3 inning. No runs. One hit. 2-0. Bottom of the fourth after this on WKCA.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Bottom of the fourth inning. Lawrence County 2, Bath County nothing. 4-5-6, Hodson, Rogers, Hughes. One strike to Taylor Hodson, the Bath County shortstop.
Good eye.
And one on a pitch inside. A random play to start off that top of the fourth. Brooklyn Ellis, the Lawrence County pitcher, hit one to center field, a diving catch opportunity. Skipped under the glove.
Good eye.
She also did. So there's a runner rounded second. She hopped right over second base. The umpires caught it. So did one of the fans behind us. They called her out, and then a fly ball and a pop-up. There's a ground ball right back up the middle.
Good play.
Good job of Ellis fielding the circle. One up, one down. So Taylor Hodson one for two. With the ground out there brings up Ashley Rogers.
Come on, Ash. Let's go. Come on, Ashley. Get us started here, young lady.
Ashley hit into a fielder's choice. A little bit of a change up there. Pulled the string. One strike. Listen, Ellis, as I've said before, not wasting time, not wasting pitches. Swung on a miss, strike two. This is the kind of pitching matchup you like for a 9 o'clock game, Coach.
Yes, sir. Moving quickly. We got to get some runs on the board.
We got to get the bats warmed up. Woo! Fastball on the outside corner called strike three.
Way outside.
I tell you what the deal there was. The catcher, Crum, set up way outside.
Framed it nicely.
And then put her glove back toward the plate, and that's what caused the strike. She set up 18 inches off the outside corner. But Ellis didn't hit the glove. Instead, she hit the outside corner. Pitch high to Izzy Hughes, ball one. If Ellis would have hit the glove, it would have been a ball, but because the pitch was inside more than Crum had called for,
there's a chopper.
Caught in foul territory by the third baseman, Abby Maynard. A lot of work from behind the plate framing these pitches. Moving your glove in the right direction. If you can get two or three calls in a game because of the way you frame it, that pitch skips in there.
You're doing a great job as a catcher.
Yeah, man. That's your job, is to try to convince the man in blue that the pitch was better than what it looked like. 2-1 to Izzy Hughes. Two outs. Bath County trails. Mm. 2-0. Swung on and missed. Off-speed pitch.
Go battle right here, young lady. Battle.
2-2. Counts even. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Nobody on. Lawrence up two in the bottom half of this fourth inning. 2A state tournament semifinal game from Owensboro. That one skips in there, ball three. Both Bath County runners so far have come with two outs. That's where we stand now. Ellis averaging two strikeouts an inning.
Yep.
Got 50 strikeouts in 26 innings, averaging two here. That's her eighth. Four complete. Bath County trails 2-0 to Lawrence County. Top of the fifth after this on WKCA.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Bath County trails 2-0 to Lawrence County. Lawrence County, two runs on two hits. Both of those came in the first. 1-2-3 innings since then. Bath County's no runs on one hit. They've had a hit and a base on balls. Those are the only two runners for the Lady Cats. 8-9-1, Abby Maynard. Ella Smith, Bree Jones, squares the bunt. Low ball one. Corners charge hard.
got to keep grinding here on defense, get back in there, start hitting the ball. If we can find our bats, I think we'll be okay.
Listen, we played a lot of good teams this year. This right here is another one. Low ball, too.
Just got to keep grinding until you get that breakthrough.
Two sides of that, it's kind of like basketball. You need to stop in a bucket, stop in a bucket. You crawl your way right back in. Good pitch. 2-1. We've got three consecutive stops. We just can't get the buckets.
Keep the damage minimal until you hit your groove, but we've got to go. It's a top five.
Good pitch. Called low. Change up fell a little bit short of the zone. 3-1. Don't want to see walks anytime, but especially leadoff. There's a ground ball to short. Hodson, good throw. Bang, bang, called safe.
Yeah.
Infield single. That took a big hop.
Left fielder.
That Hodson couldn't really charge and be too aggressive on. Had to lay back just a drop, and pretty good wheels on Maynard. Brings up Ellis Smith after a leadoff single. Get ready for a bunt.
Small ball. Yep.
Here it comes.
Begunner.
Ball one to Kemp. Smith at the plate. Maynard at first. Jones on deck. Coach Adkins making the calls for the Lady Bulldogs.
Swung on a flare into short center. Gunner. Good try. Good try by Riley Purvis.
Fly ball to center field. Throw back to first base, not in time. Maynard took three or four steps and knew it wasn't going to hit ground. Quickly retreated. Rogers did exactly what she needed to do, swell up big and keep that ball in front of her. One on, one out, back to the top of the order with Bree Jones. 0 for 2 with the ground out to second, ground out to the pitcher. I would look at my stats, but I'm sure she's 400 or 500 batting average. They all are.
Oh,
there's a foul ball out of play. Ball and a strike. That one landed in the pavilion. Again, the way this is set up, there's a gigantic concourse with north, south, east, and west. Four ball fields with one center press box. Lots of room. Ball and a strike. There's a line drive right.
Gunner.
Woo. Good job. A
nice
smash catch. Right at Taylor.
Good hands, good quick hands. Two down. Keep battling, Lady Cats.
Made a smart call putting that in her pocket after she caught it, too.
Yes, sir, she did.
Maynard had taken a couple of steps, but she saw that that was lined right at shortstop Taylor Hodson. Top of the fifth, two out, one on. Danielle Crum, the catcher, singled and scored in the first, hit by a pitch.
Strike, nice pitch.
Takes that inside corner, strike one. Lawrence County in the black with red and white pinstripe, red and white accents.
Nice pitch.
Strike two on the outside corner.
Stay right there. He's giving it to you. Stay right there.
Bath County in their gray with red and white accents, red sleeves, red stockings.
Free hot dogs.
I'm good. You need one?
Catch.
There's a chopper.
Short hop.
Right into the center fielder. You need one, Coach?
What we got?
What you got, fellas?
We got batting for Lawrence County, the right field.
Hey!
I couldn't tell if that was a golf swing. So now you got
my man
first and second.
You my dude, man. Shout out.
So Crum with her second single, been on base three times. So Crum at first, Maynard at second. There's a ground ball to Hodson to throw
nice.
Over.
Got her. Nice play.
Good play on the 6-4 fielder's choice.
Going to the bottom half of the inning. Lawrence County 2, Bath County 0. We will be right back.
Bottom of the fifth. Let's go.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last. Like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to short-lived and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Not only is Owensboro famous for barbecue, they're famous for jalapeno cheddar dogs.
Jalapeno cheddar sausage.
Uh-huh. Listen, that right there is a man's sandwich for 10 o'clock at night.
Free, Coach. Free
it's for me. Listen, free it's for me. That's my motto. Bath County trails by 2. We're in the bottom of the fifth. The Cats are the home team. 6, 7, and 8, Allie Dillon, Kylie Hodson, Allie Manley do up to face Brooklyn Ellis. Bath County, no runs on one hit. There's a bunt attempt, foul, strike one. Ellis got 8 strikeouts, not only averaging 2 per inning, but literally 2 per inning. Bath County pitcher Kylie Hodson squared the bunt, misses it, strike 2. Giving up 2 runs on 4 hits, stranded 4, hit 1, walked 1. A pitcher's duel late into the night in Owensboro, even later in the Eastern time zone, inside 1 and 2.
Battle right here, young lady, battle. Got to have you on.
Allie Dillon, Kylie Hodson, Allie Manley, 6, 7, and 8.
Oh,
fouled straight back, good cut. Nice play off the screen by Danielle. Danielle Crum told the man in blue, keep your head down, I got you. She made a nice catch. Count remains 1 and 2. 2 and 2.
Good eye.
I hope that Hannah in the studio is not on any time restrictions, because I still have my watch set to Eastern time. It's 10:30. Good cut. Count remains 2 and 2. Listen, Ellis, a quick worker. When you step in, you better be ready to swing.
Oh, it's 9:30 here. We're good.
I know it.
Absolutely. Yeah,
but Hannah's not here. She's in the studio.
Good.
Out of the zone, counts full. Good piece of batting here. Good at bat by Allie Dillon. Counts full. Need runners. Here comes the payoff from Brooklyn Ellis. 3-2. Here it comes. Swung on and fouled. Look out.
Keep battling. Keep battling.
Some of the Harrison County faithful staying over here to do a little scouting.
I don't know about you, but if I was in that position, I'd be at the hotel in a warm room.
Well, by this point in time, your toes are cold. Another payoff.
Good eye.
All 4. Lead off base on balls. Good at bat by Allie Dillon. First walk of the day given up by Brooklyn Ellis. I'm sorry, second, because Kylie Hodson drew a walk, a 2-out walk. Last inning.
Here we go, Kylie. Help yourself out.
That is the first Bath County base runner without having 2 outs.
Really?
Every inning. First inning, Taylor Hodson got a 2-out single. Second inning, Kylie Hodson, a 2-out walk. And here now a leadoff walk.
Good eye. Good eye. Get there. Get the second.
The throw down.
Good. Good.
In safely. What an arm on Danielle Crumbs. You see that? She sent a seed down to second base. Coach Adkins checking to make sure it was not a foul on the bunt that allowed the runner.
I didn't think it was a foul.
I didn't hear any. That, listen, a lot of times bat and ball make contact just with a whiff. I did not hear any contact as I did on that one. There's a ding when the bat and ball make contact. I didn't hear it. That didn't mean it didn't happen.
I think that was a foul ball right there.
I'm 15 feet away, and I did not hear it. Of course, I've got headphones on, too. So a ball and a strike, a walk and a stolen base. Hodson at the plate.
Good eye.
Change up.
Good eye.
Ball two. It's one of those things, if you're a coach, listen, you got to ask. In life, man don't get married unless he ask.
Yes,
sir. As a coach, you don't get a call unless you ask.
But it also go against you, too.
Two and one.
If you ask,
on a miss, strike two.
If you ask too much as a coach, well, it can go against you.
There you go. Listen, you've got to know you can't waste your bullets. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out, and Dillon at second, Bath County down to Lawrence, 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth. A good old good one.
Good pass, good hit. Get there. That's okay.
Runner cannot advance. On a 5-3 put out, not hit hard enough to get through, not hit soft enough to give Dillon a chance to advance. Brings up Allie Manley, the designated player. What do you say, you push a bunt?
Push a bunt
towards the second baseman right here. Called strike one on the outside corner. But with a strike, I don't think you push a bunt. Well, you say you punch one over the second baseman's head into the gap. Here comes the one strike offering. There's a flare down the right field side.
I think if you're feeling real froggy, just go and put one over the fence.
Just go ahead
and this up.
Jerk one out there about 240. Let's call it all square. I could live with that. The winner of this game advances to face on the Phillies of Harrison County in the 2A championship tomorrow night. Manley down two strikes with Allie Dillon at second base.
Way to fight, way to battle.
Right off the end of the bat.
This young lady is capable of putting it over.
Listen, let me look here real quick. No home runs on the season, a double and four triples. Two-strike pitch, foul tipped.
Yep, we're staying there.
At the plate, staying alive.
Keep battling. Still 0-2, one out.
Keep working at the plate, hope for a mistake that hasn't come routinely from Ellis.
Good hit.
There's
go,
ground
go, 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 go.
Ball to short.
Safe.
The throw,
nice.
A little bit low.
Advanced the runner to third. She beat it out. Nice. Let's go.
So Dillon moves to third. Probably have to call that an E6. The runner was on the move.
Why are we arguing here? What do you think the coach is arguing about?
Catcher runner interference. That would be the only thing they could have considered. But the runner was passed by the time the shortstop fielded the ball, so I wouldn't. Now, again, listen, you got to ask.
But how many times do you get to walk out on the field in softball?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Let's go,
Alex. I presume there's not a limit. Runners on the corners, one out. Third baseman Allison Brett's in the right-hand box. Speed at first, speed at third.
Good eye, good eye.
First pitch, low ball one. Bath County threatening here in the bottom of the fifth, down two. Runners on the corners and one out, and the top of the order up next.
Oh, good cut.
Good cut.
Good cut.
Look out. Nice play by Danielle again. Saw a big smile inside of that mask, too. She caught it twice off of the screen to protect the home plate umpire. Outside corner called strike two.
I think that was a thank you for saving my head call. What do you think?
Listen,
about 4 inches
when
off
that,
the plate.
When that pitch comes across to Black Park, you got to be ready to swing. Here comes the 1-2. Now that might be a little wide. Called strike three, top of the order. Runners at first and third. Ashton Barrett, senior second baseman, here's your chance. We need you. Be up there ready to swing. Ellis with her ninth strikeout of the game. That pitch low, ball one. Don't run yourself out of an inning with top of the order up.
You got home run power right here. Let's
don't,
see what happens.
Don't drift too far off first and third. So Dylan at third.
Get back there, this girl. Whip it down.
Manly at first. Listen, we've seen her throw. She's got a toy cannon on that right shoulder.
Be ready for a throw to first.
Yeah, man. Ball three out of the zone. I'm not saying they're pitching around, Barrett, but they've sure not offered her anything to swing at. And that is unlike the other batters tonight. There's one right down Broadway. Speaking of which, the Reds are playing tonight. Wonder how they're doing.
I think they won.
Did they?
Or are winning. I seen a tweet.
3-1. Ground ball to short.
Shoot.
A 6-4 sacrifice. Two runners score, or two runners left. 6-4 fielder's choice. Bath County threatens but does not score. 2-0 at the end of five. Top of the six after this on WKCA.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lake, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, funeral director at 683-2871.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Five innings complete. Top of the six, Lawrence County, two runs on four hits, four stranded. Bath County, no runs on one hit. Had a couple of base runners on with a walk and an error. Couldn't do any damage in that fifth. On a brisk evening in Owensboro, last game of the night, winner in the championship tomorrow. Woo! First pitch just inside. Just inside ball one. So you got Maynard Smith and back to the top of the order with Jones. Ground ball to short. Back hand by Hodson.
You pick that up.
Been a tough play because Hodson wasn't sharply hit. Had the backhand. It didn't field it cleanly.
Definitely a bad throw, but you got to scoop that too.
So Abby Nelson on with an E6 brings up pitcher Brooklyn Ellis.
It's okay. Shake that off. Let's roll. Let's roll. Shake it off. Let's roll. We're good.
Brooklyn Ellis and Hallie Adkins do up. They may be putting a courtesy runner in. There's a bunch of that goes on. Jersey number nine. That's Braylee Triplett. So Triplett, it's a sub. And I would not be stunned if it's not a re-enter. After this one, we'll see. There's a lot of intriguing ways coaches can enter and re-enter. So Triplett now, the runner at second. And Ellis drops down the bunt. It's a good one.
Good play. Good play.
A 5-4 put out. So a sacrifice bunt as Triplett moves to third. A nice sacrifice bunt by Ellis brings up Hallie Adkins 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a fly ball to center field.
Now batting for Lawrence County, the second baseman, number 17.
Second baseman Adkins, jersey 17, right-handed batter. We're in the top half of the sixth inning, one out. Lawrence County leads 2-0 with a runner at third.
Woo!
Just a touch high, ball one. Izzy Hughes turns around to make sure that what we thought was what we thought. There's a ground ball to third. Good play.
Good
play.
Get her. Got her.
Yes. Yes, sir. What a play right there. Put a star beside that one. Allison Brits with the one hop to Ashley Adkins to Izzy Hughes for a 5-3-2 double play.
Got to ride
at the
that
end of five and a half. Bath County still trails by two. Bottom of the sixth after this on WKCA.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Old Pap's a genius. First baseman, Abby Nelson, re-enters.
Let's go, Bradley Purvis.
What a play on the 5-3-2 double play to finish that sixth inning. Brings up center fielder, Raleigh Purvis. Swings through that first pitch, strike one. Looks to the dugout, shakes her head, and goes, I knew better. I knew better. Down a strike. Fouls that one over onto the yellow field. Down two strikes. Take a look at that bat. Step back in. Ellis throwing strikes. Throwing smoke. Woo! That pitch just a bit high.
Just a bit high. I didn't flinch.
I saw you turn your head.
I had a sneeze.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had a sneeze.
Here, I've got a hanky in my pocket. A ball and two strikes. Ellis to Purvis. Out of the zone, 2-2.
That's been a strike most of the game for them.
Well, apparently if you clip the front edge of that black, it's a strike if it comes like a sidearm pitcher. Purvis back in there.
Good.
There's a little flare. What a catch at second base.
It was a good catch. It was.
Hallie Adkins moving toward the middle of the infield, a diving catch. What a play. Taylor Hodson with a single, then out in a fielder's choice. Ground ball to the pitcher, one for two. Low and away, ball one. A good game here. Players making plays. That two-run first, the difference for Lawrence.
Good hit.
There's a fly ball into center.
Ah.
Caught out there by Bree Jones. Two up, two down.
Bass just having his trouble getting the bats going. Making contact, just hitting it at him.
Seven batters went to the plate in the Lawrence County top half of the first. 1-2-3 in the second. 1-2-3 in the third. 1-2-3 in the fourth. Sent up five batters, but no runs in the fifth. And then 1-2-3 in the sixth. Now, granted, it took a 5-3-2 double play, so an odd way to have three up and three down.
We'll take it.
Swung on a missed strike one by Adkins. Puts that one over by the yellow field. Two strikes. Bath County offense has carried them this season so far. Not as much here today. Swung on and missed, strike three, a 1-2-3 inning.
Oh, I can't have that.
Six in the books, top of the seventh. It is Lawrence County 2, Bath County nothing. Last inning on the way here on WKCA.
The Unsung Hero of the Game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, schwartzmowing.com.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Seventh inning. What time do we start this game?
Lady Bulldogs, the shortstop.
It was after 8.
After 8 local. Well, it's going on 11 Eastern, so it's going on 10 here. This game is...
It's moved fairly quick.
Significantly quicker than the one prior. And again, the winner of this game plays tomorrow in the championship. First pitch inside, ball one from Kylie Hodson. Bath County, Lawrence County. Lawrence County undefeated. They came in here 17-0. That means they've won two. If they win this one, they'll be 19-0. They're 18-0 and up two in the seventh. Out of the zone, ball two. Bath County comes into this game 20. They started out 20-3.
21-3.
So now they're 21-3. A good pitcher's duel here between Ellis and Bath County's Hodson. Ball two.
Strike.
There's a good pitch called strike one. Hodson, a freshman. Ellis, a sophomore. The pitcher we saw from Nelson County, just a freshman. There's a fly ball into right field.
Atta girl.
Good play out there by Riley Thompson, her second put out of the night. One up, one down.
Now batting for Lawrence County, the third baseman, number one.
Maynard. Brings up Abby Maynard. One for two with a fly ball to left and a single and stranded in the fifth. One up, one down. Bath County trails Lawrence County by two here in the seventh inning. A line drive.
Good catch.
Good play there at short by Taylor Hodson.
Two down. Let's go, Lady Cats.
Hudson, another good play at shortstop. She makes those plays routinely, and they are not routine plays, but she makes them, and we appreciate it. Brings up Ella Smith for Lawrence County. Number nine hitter fouls it at the plate. Down a strike. Both of these pitchers throwing strikes. To all of our friends listening online, thank you very much. To everybody on 97.7, thank you very much. Check swing.
Come on.
Just outside. Just outside 1-1. Two outs.
Give us that call one time here.
Top of the seventh. Lawrence 2, Bath nothing. 2A state championship semifinals.
Nice.
Good drop ball. Swung right over top of it.
1-2 count, two outs.
A good old one. Well, you say let's call this and then let's come score three. Oh. Fouled straight back. Count remains 1-2. I got allergy pills in my little bag if you need.
thank you, Mr.
I've
Ray.
Got salted cashews in there. I did have Oreo cookies, but I ate them in between games.
Thank you, Mr. Ray.
Another 1-2 from Hodson popped up.
Oh,
look out. Listen, I was going to make a play on that, but it wound up behind me, and I'm short-sheeted because of this cord.
I really feel you would have made that play if you had to lay out.
I'd been one-handed just like my dear friend Ray Lee. Another 1-2 pitch.
Good shot.
Right there.
Woo!
Just misses. Tried to get her to chase one on the outside corner. Did not chase.
2-2. Two outs.
Ella Smith.
Go get her right here, Collie.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. Lawrence County with a 2-0 lead.
Oh, my.
There's a base hit down the left field line.
Looked like it was a little tricky.
Well, it hit and didn't
like
bounce.
Didn't bounce up, yeah.
We've talked about how true the bounces are.
That one kind of just like it died.
It just laid down. Did
okay.
Not come up off there.
Nothing hurt. Two outs. Runner on first.
Brett's on the line, ready to field it. It just did not come up off the ground. So that brings up Bree Jones. Leadoff spot for the center fielder. Two outs, 1-1. Nobody in the Lawrence County half of the seventh. There's a base hit to center field. Maybe that field is getting wet. That ball hit that grass in the outfield and just skidded.
Yes, it did.
Makes you wonder if the humidity issues.
We're okay. You still have two outs. Just make a play.
So back-to-back two-out base hits. Puts runners at second and third. Crum at the plate. Two base hits and a hit by pitch.
Let's go.
Still no damage done in the seventh.
Nice. Nice pitch.
There's strike one on the outside corner. Crum back out, back in. Hodson with a one-strike count. To Crum. Lawrence County up two with two on, two out. Nobody in the seventh. There's a chopper in front of the plate.
Get her. Nice.
Bang, yes. Bang play. A 1-3 put out. No damage done after two singles with two outs. No runs on two hits. Two runs and four hits totals for Lawrence. Bath County coming to bat with 5-6-7 right after these messages on WKCA.
We only started this road trip 15 minutes ago, and we have about 6 hours left. But there's a McDonald's right off this exit, and that kind of feels like fate. Deal.
Get a McDouble, McChicken, 4 McNuggets, or small fries. Buy one, get one for a dollar at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
All of us at Richardson Funeral Home know that losing a loved one is never easy, and we are often left lost and confused. Richardson Funeral Home is here to provide guidance and support when you need it most. Richardson Funeral Home is multi-generational and has served families since 1952, starting with Randolph Richardson. The staff at the Richardson Funeral Home, Kathy, Jenny, Gary, Crystal, Noah, and Ernie, look forward to serving our community that we love for many years to come. A tradition of excellence will continue. 121 East Main Street in Owingsville.
All right, folks, this is why you stayed up till 11 p.m. on a Friday night to listen to high school softball.
It's go time now. Let's go.
As I look at my little counter on my phone, we're up at 179 on the stream. Well, about that, call your friends and call your enemies. Let's get 200 before we finish this game up.
That is awesome. Thank you for your support. Let's go.
Two first inning runs. That's the difference. Izzy Hughes, first pitch swinging, strike one. The Bath County faithful getting a little loud. The Lawrence County faithful getting a little loud. 11 p.m. Eastern. We're playing ball. Rise ball swung on and missed, strike two. Protect. Got to protect now. Here's Dylan Hodson, due up, 5-6-7.
Let's go, just make contact, young lady. Battle right here, battle.
Choke up just a drop and put it in play. Swung on and missed. That is the 11th strikeout of the game for Brooklyn Ellis. Ellis, prior to this game, at least stat-wise, prior to the tournament, had pitched 26 innings and struck out 50. Not sure why she didn't pitch the other games. Listen, if you're striking out an average of two per inning, I'm not, unless she was injured or something.
Not sure why she's not pitching every game.
Well, listen, though, if you look at that, though, Taylor Blevins has got a 1.27 ERA, has got 73 strikeouts in 55 innings, and that is not a slouch number at all out of the zone 1-1. Need two runs, but before we do that, we need runners. One out, bottom of the seventh. Allie Dillon, Kylie Hodson due up. That pitch low, ball two, 2-1.
Don't have to be a hero right here. All you got to do is make contact.
Get on. You can't get in if you can't get on. Two ball, one strike. The count from Ellis. 2-2. Good job by Crum to frame that outside corner. 2-2.
You have to protect that outside corner. He has called it all night.
All night long.
It's not a surprise at this point.
Get a little bit longer bat. Punch it to right field.
Good. Get out.
Popped up into foul territory. That's going to land in the Lawrence County dugout. Crum was right there to cover it.
Still alive, 2-2, one out.
2-2. I just noticed Lawrence County catcher Danielle Crum got that war paint on. Here's another 2-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. Bath County down to their last out.
Batting for Bath County, the pitcher number nine, Hodson.
Pitcher to pitcher, Kylie Hodson due up. How about a two-out, three-run rally?
Gotta go. Two-out rally. Let's go, Lady Gats.
Put your rally caps on. Let's see what happens. Hodson, 0-for-1 with a walk. Pitching, she's given up two runs, six hits. One walk, one hit batsman. One strikeout. First pitch in the dirt, ball one.
I got two strikeouts.
Where'd I miss one?
Had
one in the first.
Well, you only had one swing, not one looking, too.
Well, I'll have to hunt it down here in a minute. That pitch, low ball two.
If I had to venture out, I'd probably say I was wrong, sir.
Well,
you've been doing this a lot longer than me.
I may have just overlooked one. Well, listen, I don't know.
2-0 count to Collie Hodson.
We're going to say two.
2-0 count, two outs.
Facts are optional.
Good hit, young lady.
There's a line drive in the left field. Good play over there by Ella Smith, and that's the game.
That's your ball game.
Lawrence County wins this semifinal matchup, 2-0 the final score. It will be Lawrence County and Harrison County in the championship game. Bath County will play tomorrow morning in the 11:45. With Perry Central, thank you very much.
Here's your.
We'll save that for tomorrow. Final score, Lawrence County 2, Bath County nothing in this semifinal matchup. Let's take a break, hear a word from some of our sponsors. Coach Kenny Williams will join us here on Press Row after these words on WKCA.
Your Bath Ace Hardware says, get more. That is Benjamin Moore. Every time you paint, more color, more selection, more ways to shop. Red Hot buys through April the 30th. Everything you need for the season, in and around the home, garden and lawn needs. You'll find everything in the well-stocked aisles at your Bath Ace Hardware. Celebrating 100 years of helpful. Located on Water Street, downtown Owingsville.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This is Chairman Carney. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
Oh, yeah. So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owensville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owensville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
State championships in Owensboro. Semifinal game just finished up. Lawrence County 2, Bath County nothing. A pitcher's duel between sophomore Brooklyn Ellis and freshman Kylie Hodson. Ellis got the best of it. She got 12 strikeouts in 7 innings. The only inning that she did not record 2 strikeouts were the 5th and the 6th. 2 in the 1st, 2 in the 2nd, 2 in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th. 1 in the 5th, 1 in the 6th, and 2 more in the 7th. That's her dozen. Bath County, no runs on 1 hit, 2 runs on 6 hits for Lawrence County. Both those runs came in the first inning with a 1-out single, a base on balls.
Definitely a good game. Like you said, it was a pitcher's duel. The first inning, the top of the first is what got Bath. I mean, then we just couldn't hit. The pitching from Lawrence County was exceptional, I felt like. I thought Kylie Hodson threw a really good game. Just you had that one rough inning at the top of the first, and that's what ended up getting us.
Bath County falls 2-0 here. Offensively, not a whole lot. Coach Kenny Williams has got his troops rounded up out there. Let me go through the Ira Kilburn opening argument. We talked about an early start that did not happen for the Cats. Wound up getting a two-out base hit in the first, a two-out walk in the second. No runners reached in the third or the fourth. In the fifth, a leadoff walk and still no score. Did get another runner on with an error, but just couldn't push one across in that fifth. That was our best opportunity to score. 1-2-3 in the sixth and 1-2-3 in the seventh. So an outstanding outing by Lawrence County. They moved to 19-0. Bath County falls to a record of 21-4. So I was a little bit off. I mentioned that we needed to get started early for the Ira Kilburn final verdict. We did not. We wound up short. Maybe I was right after all. The one hit of the game, Taylor Hodson. Because of that one base hit, she will be the R.L. Caudill Construction Company offensive play or player of the game. Congratulations to her. And also the defensive play or player of the game, sponsored by Downtown Athletic Club. Defensive play or player of the game has to be that 5-3-2 double play on the ground ball to Allison Bretz. Over to Ashley Rogers, back to Izzy Hughes for the tag. That's the defensive play of the game, sponsored by the R.L. Caudill Construction Company. Dig Deep Award, got to give that to pitcher Kylie Hodson. Gave up those two runs in the first and then came back, held them scoreless for the next six innings. Now, there were a couple of innings that it was kind of, but nobody else crossed after those first two. So Kylie Hodson, Dig Deep Award, sponsored by Elite Excavation. And Coach Kenny Williams joins us. Coach, again, just can't get the bats going. Faced a good squad. We didn't know much about this Lawrence County team. They come in here undefeated, 17-0 before the tournament started. They've won two in a row. They beat a pretty good
Warren East.
Warren East, pretty good Warren East, 9-7. And we battled them 2-0. They're the real deal in the 15.
Yeah, I think, I told the girls that's probably maybe a state tournament team right there. It's going to be between them and Johnson Central, and it always is. Props to Kylie. You know, we kicked it around there in the first inning, and we kind of got her composure, and I thought Kylie pitched well the game. Two great pitching dual games that we played today. So, you know, we can't take anything away. We just got to figure it out at the plate, and I think part of that's just getting the 6 inches between our ears, and we'll figure it out. We'll be all right.
So we got 11:45 tomorrow. Who do we play in the?
We got Perry Central.
Perry Central, yeah. Okay, because they lost to Harrison County 1-0.
Yeah, another good dual game.
I was going to say I was trying to look over my left shoulder and catch some of that. So the plans are tonight: go take your vitamins and hop into bed.
That's right. We're going to find us a pizza back at the hotel and just kind of get back in there and take it easy, and then we'll come back out tomorrow and get with it.
Good Lord willing, we'll see you here in just a handful of
hours.
Yes, sir. All right, Kenny. Coach Kenny Williams, Bath County.
Thanks for hanging with us, too.
Yes,
late night.
Hey, listen, we had like 179 on the stream there a little while ago.
Awesome. Well,
a lot of folks back home listening.
The girls deserve the support because they've done a fantastic job.
So. And look forward to tomorrow night in the 3-4 third and fourth place game. Bath County falls to Lawrence County. Final score of 2-0. I'm trying to see if there's anything else left to do. We've done all of our awards. We've gone over our stats. We've recapped everything. 11:45 tomorrow morning. 11:45 our time.
11:45 here.
Hey, Kenny.
11:45 here.
11:45 local.
12:45
Eastern. 11:45 local. Yes, sir. So for those who are in the Eastern time zone, I've got my watch on Eastern time, my phone on Central time, and I get lost. So 11:45 local time, 12:45 back at the house. So tomorrow afternoon at 12:45, Perry Central and Bath in the third and fourth place game will take place here in Owensboro. Coach, thanks for your help here this evening. Look forward to tomorrow. Let's see if we can take a good nap and wake them bats up tomorrow.
It's going to be a tough game tomorrow. You got to come out ready to play, but these Lady Cats, they persevered. They can do it. Thanks for letting me do this.
Yeah, man. I wish we could pay you, but instead we'll just
want to be paid.
We'll give you a hearty handshake, and what is it they do on Blazing Saddles? A hearty handshake and a laurel or something. That's what we do here for our our color commentary folks. Bath County falls in the semifinals of the 2A state championship to a fantastic Lawrence County team. 2-0 the final score. Back in action at 12:45 tomorrow afternoon here from Owensboro on WKCA. Thanks to Hannah, who's been in the studio. Ian was in the studio this afternoon. Owen will be back tomorrow. Stay tuned. We'll have the game tomorrow afternoon at 12:45. Right here on 97.7 and WKCARadio.com.
You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owensville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owensville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owensville, Porter Group Insurance, Howe Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owensville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owensville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. More real country music is headed your way on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com.